Hello, welcome to another 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes highlighting research on campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Today we have Professor Tom Gill from the Department of Geological Sciences. And Tom, welcome.
Good to see you again, Keith.
Tell us, what do you do in the way of research over there in your department?
I study dust, and believe it or not, dust is a wonderful thing. You know, the dust blows around, and we can't avoid it. But a tiny particle of dust, maybe a millionth of a millimeter or somewhere in that range.
It's small.
Yes, ultra tiny, can have important effects on our health, on our environment, on our infrastructure. And El Paso, like it or not, is a great place to look at dust particles.
Let's just talk about some of the features. I mean, generally, one knows that the smaller pieces of material get, the bigger their surface area is to their bulk, if you like. So can we assume that dust has all sorts of biological bacteria settling on it and transports these things? Or tell us a little bit about what you're really kicking into.
And you're absolutely right, Keith. The smaller the particle, especially since dust particles are usually made of minerals, they're often really tiny crystals, they have a very large surface area proportional to their size. So they can serve as miniature chemical reaction vessels. As they float through the atmosphere, other chemical compounds can land on their surface and react in different ways. They can carry viruses and bacteria and other biological things. They can transform. They can chemically react themselves as they're flying through the air and have very important effects because of that.
Let's talk about some really concrete, important effects.
So one of the great, really unknown or less than completely answered questions about climate change is the exact role that the number and the composition and the type of these dust particles have on our climate. It turns out that depending on the size, even the shape, as well as certainly the chemical composition of a tiny dust particle in the air, might have a differential effect on the climate.
Let me interject there. Why would the shape? They're all small. What's the shape got to do with impacting climate?
Well, for example, if you have dust particles of certain minerals, they're very aerodynamic. So they tend to persist in the atmosphere for extremely long times. They don't just fall out. They're almost like nano frisbees flying through the air. And if they have the right shape, therefore they might be able to better adhere or contain other things hitching a ride on them. And as sunlight falls on them, they will either absorb or reflect that sunlight in a different way and have an impact on what we call the radiative balance of the atmosphere.
Tell us, what's the most amazing thing you've discovered?
I think the most amazing thing about dust particles that we're now discovering is that dust really is alive. It's kind of a little bit scary because every time you breathe that dust on a windy day in El Paso, you're breathing not only dirt, but viruses, bacteria, little tiny things like you might have looked at under a microscope.
So we should take up the Chinese and Japanese tradition of wearing masks everywhere we go.
Yeah, I think it's probably futile. And actually, it could strengthen our immune system.
Okay, you've heard it right there from Thomas Gill. Dust is good for you because it strengthens your immune system. You've been listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes outlining research on the campus of the University of Texas here in El Paso to celebrate its 100th birthday. And my name is Keith Pennell.